entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 143. Leighton is back in the saddle, in studio. We're going to talk about his farewell weekend, the trip back home, some exciting stuff that happened along the way.
Oh my.
We've got
content coming out of our ears.
We've got a lot of content.
I'm also in studio.
Oh yeah,
thanks
for
saying too. Thank you. Thank you for playing that.
And it's Tuesday, July 26th. 2016.
Didn't miss a beat.
Not one.
So, Leighton, you're back. You've been, and you jumped right into work.
I did. I got back Sunday evening at about 6:30, and I got up at about 5:15 Monday morning to go to breakfast and then to work. You weren't at breakfast, Ruben.
I was too tired.
That's sad. But my goodness, it feels good to speak into a microphone again.
Your voice sounds a lot better.
Thank you.
I'm not, and I've been relegated to the lonely.
Yeah, you're now in the annex.
Yeah, our setup has changed. We have two nice setups, and then we've got the bastard setup.
Pretty much the defining.
You can say that, and I can't say half the words that I want to on here.
Well, now everybody knows. Anyways. The only thing, the only difference that, like, compared to our setup that Eric has is that he doesn't have a boom, like, stand for his microphone. Yeah, so it's not adjustable.
Which is the cheapest part of this whole audio setup.
Yeah.
The mics are, I think, like $80.
And I think they're like 50.
Well, I was rounding up. Okay. I'm actually not sure. Maybe they're 50 by now.
But, yeah, this is so irrelevant. We need to get started, Ruben, on all the content.
So I guess talk a little bit about jumping back into work. And then we're going to talk mostly about the weekend and the trip back to Indiana.
Getting back to work. Work is like a bittersweet thing because it's like I know that I'm going to start making money again, which is really nice. But then, on the other hand, it's like I have to work again. but the most different thing about work now compared to what I was doing at Hillcrest is at the end of the day, I can look at what I did and I can quantify how productive I was.
You probably don't smell as bad anymore either.
No, it's about same. No, I'm actually dirtier here, believe it or not. Yeah, like at my job now than I was at Hillcrest.
When you went to Hillcrest, you really cleaned up your look. And so I'm curious.
You say that I'd cleaned up. You're saying I was dirty before Hillcrest.
Well, dirty is kind of
like scruffy.
Metaphorical is what I'm not saying. Okay. Actually, like actual dirt and grease and slime. I'm just saying you primed yourself. Primped?
Preppy.
Preppy is also a word, but I think primped is one too.
Yeah.
Are you going to let yourself go a little bit?
Well, I'm thinking about growing a beard.
Do it.
You think I should?
I think you should. Yeah. I know, I'm not one to speak.
Unbelievable. I think you should. Yeah, you should. I don't know. I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure where to take it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about growing a beard, it's not like going on a year and a half time in service. It can be for a few days or a few weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And at any moment, it's not like being across the country or a few states away. At any moment, you can just shave it right off.
And the best thing about growing a beard is that it requires you to do nothing. You know, people are always impressed with a beard, but literally, you did nothing. That's why you have a beard.
Right. But I think my beard, my hypothetical beard, would be a little bit, it would require maintenance. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I have a few places,
you
especially where my moles are, where I call that my fertile soil, because the hair grows a lot faster and more plentiful there. than the rest of my face, and so I'd have to keep that trimmed back.
Honestly, I didn't realize you had a mole. Can you turn your head? I didn't realize you had a mole. Where?
Right there, Ruben.
Right there. Oh, yeah, but you can barely see it.
Well, but it'll become more prominent as the hair gets longer.
Well, you'll need to trim it once every 2 weeks.
But exact maintenance.
That's less than shaving every few days or however often you shave.
I honestly have to like go every other day or else it just starts going unmanageable. Actually, I just enjoy shaving.
All right, let's move on then. Okay, you're back at work. Did you want to talk more about that?
No.
Let's at least talk about this, though.
What?
You were supposed to come back to Paul's Welding, where you were formerly employed, and be a fabricator.
Yeah.
However, you're not doing that.
Right.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about why not?
Well, I mean, this might be under HIPAA violation, but one of the guys got hurt over the weekend, and so I have to kind of fill in his spot. And so that means that they can't start training me on welding right away.
So will you be a certified welder?
No.
Do you know, will you be doing MIG or TIG welding?
MIG welding is what I'll be doing.
What about arc welding?
That's the most, no.
You just like pretending like you know what you're doing.
What about stick welding?
What about paper welding?
Dual fusion?
Do you guys have any of the stuff that, can you weld underwater? Do you guys have that equipment?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's very rare that we have to
have an underwater job.
I'm imagining like Kyle wearing scuba gear, trying to do his hand motions and like communicate underwater.
And then his inhaler would just definitely get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So your farewell. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
I was sitting way in the back. I do have a picture that I'll put on the website.
Oh, good.
Your father gave a devotional, and then there was two people farewelling the same night, a lady and then you, and then each of you got up and said a few words. I couldn't tell if anyone was being emotional, because I was in the very far back.
Could you tell that I was being emotional?
While you were speaking, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but...
You're saying the people that were sitting there, you couldn't tell if they were crying or just... had like an eyelash stuck in their eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But then...
Everyone had eyelashes stuck in their eyes. It was ridiculous.
And then they had the opportunity for a few other people to come up and say a few words as well.
Yeah, it was
and
an
I was surprised
mic.
How many people went up and spoke. It seemed like...
You mean for me? Or
well,
just in general?
In general.
Okay.
Was it, I mean, yeah, it seemed like 8 or 9 people went up and said something.
Now, was it just Leighton farewelling or was it combined? Like, was
there was several... a combined farewell.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. So you don't know who people were crying over, you know.
No, we do. It was for the other person that was farewelling.
Well, crying can mean two things. It can be tears of joy and tears of sorrow, so we're still not sure.
No. But, I mean, I'd like to say, and I've seen a lot of farewells, okay? In the time that I've been there, the staff has completely turned over, at least for the guys. So, I've seen a lot of farewells, and I know what a good farewell looks like and what a bad farewell looks like.
Do the guys ever celebrate, like, after a farewell?
Oh, we'll get to that.
They're at the back of the dorm popping champagne and, like...
We won't get to that.
It's probably not champagne, but, like...
Sparkling grape juice.
Right.
They shake it up to get some fuzz or some fizz.
Yes. Trying to get some fuzz. That was a good farewell. A good farewell is when... A bad farewell is when you can tell that people are trying to think of memories to share. Or like, they is that, oh yeah, there was a time that we hung out once where... You said something mildly funny, and I chuckled at it, not because I thought it was funny, but because... I was being polite to you.
Should I tell you what the theme was of the people who got up and spoke about you?
I
know you don't want that.
Don't want you to do
but
that.
But I'm going to anyway. And it's a lesson for all of us. For me, first of all, and then for all the listeners as well. But basically, the theme was you put yourself into doing whatever there was to be done. And a lot of it had to do with hanging out. Some people made the comments that, you know, no matter who was in the group, you would always put yourself into it, and you made the group fun. And I do think all of us none of us need the special character that Leighton has, like being funny.
Yeah.
But it
helps.
But it's not necessary to have a really positive impact on people to be funny.
You're right.
All you need to do is put yourself into it.
As the great Walter White once said, apply yourself.
That is so simple but so impactful.
Yeah, it is.
And leadership was another thing that came up.
Yeah.
They seem to make a big point of that. And what do you think you did that made leadership a point that people spoke about?
I don't know. No, they probably were thinking about like Camp Week. Camp Week was a big deal.
Or the time you saved that woman from drowning.
A normal man would have just let her drown, but you actually saved her.
Yep. Yeah, I did. And, you know, does that make me a hero?
Yes.
Probably. But I'm not going to take the credit. I'm just going to let people give it to me. You don't have to take something if it's given.
The farewell. Leighton made a big deal about, oh, it's going to be a party afterwards.
Yeah, I did. I said
several times.
I told you guys that you and Theodore and Kyle that, you know, after the farewell's over, I'm pretty much going to be hanging out with the guys one last night. And you guys were really cool about that.
We were put in a little bit of an awkward situation. We didn't know how much you wanted us to be with you. And we told you that if you want to just be with them, it's totally fine. That's why we didn't stay for the entire
night.
Yeah, the entire night.
Well, I mean, yeah, you guys pretty much stayed the right amount of time, I'd say.
That makes me feel so good.
Yeah. No, pretty much I just wanted you guys there just to see how much fun we do have at Hillcrest. Yeah. And it's not like something where, you know, I have to pretend it's fun or I have to try to make people think that Hillcrest is fun so that we get more VSers here or whatever. We just have a stinking good time. That's all there is to it.
What was leading up, when Leighton was talking about how this party is going to be, I was thinking, you know what, the way he's talking, it sounds like this sort of a Magic Mike type of party. Now, I've never seen Magic Mike. However,
well, then you can.
Nor have I.
But I have. I can guess how it would be, and I was not disappointed.
Well, great, Scott. Yep. I'm glad we didn't disappoint you, Ruben. Oh my! I'm probably gonna get some calls from admin about this.
This might help recruiting. Know. There might be a waiting list after this.
I doubt it.
Before we move on, let's just take a break. We're curious to have some feedback about the Menno Madness segment that we did last week, where it was a short story from about Mennonites or Amish, either in Sarasota or in Holmes County or Lancaster. And then the other guys would guess where it came from, play a little game. And I think we can improve on it, maybe a little bit shorter, maybe a little bit more extreme stories. But when Leighton was listening to it afterwards, Leighton wasn't on last week, he said he was having a hard time staying awake.
I think that's also a normal, that's like a normal listener response, though.
Yeah, but I was also like driving in your mother's very comfortable Ford Explorer.
And yeah, we'll get to that.
So, I mean, that also puts me to sleep quite quickly. I mean, if you're listening to the French Press podcast, make sure you're not sitting in a comfortable chair, or else you'll go right to sleep. It's not good.
All right, we've got the poll results from last week. We've got
whatever happened to the results of me having a ringback tone.
It was 75% that you should get rid of it.
Shoot.
Do you know the number of votes, though? That's
4. Yeah. Do you know the one vote that said that I should have it?
Was it you?
It was me. Yeah, it was me. Shoot.
Well, I also voted. And then Mr. Dave didn't vote, but he said you should keep it.
Oh.
So there was one legitimate person that does think you should keep it.
So we have a 20% say that I should keep it.
And yes.
I believe
33.
No, I agree that you should get rid of it because the quality is so bad. And this is the reason why I was on hold for like 20 minutes last week and they were playing, you know, the music as you wait. And I had my phone on speakerphone and it was so terrible. It felt like I was being tortured by the Japanese, like when they did like the electric guitar and the crying baby and the... It was terrible. Or the Viet Cong.
I've never heard about that.
Yeah, you make it sound as if like everybody knows about the electric guitar and the crying baby.
Like in Vietnam, you know, the...
I know where Vietnam...
Anyhow. Yeah. But the audio literally made me almost go insane. I think because it was... It's never good quality over the phone.
I think they do that on purpose.
You know what? I actually
noticed.
That
you stop... Yeah, you hang up.
Yeah, you don't
want to
listen to it anymore.
They don't want you to hold.
It was like...
They don't want
it was terrible.
To deal with you.
And I do notice if there is quality holding music, I do think about it like, this is actually soothing and... Nice to listen to.
I could wait for hours.
I could fall asleep.
This is like listening to the French Press podcast. It's soothing.
So the poll results from last week, it's split. Mr.
So
Dave,
just get rid of it because of the audio.
Oh, well, yeah, that was the previous one. And you can no longer vote on that one. They're up for a week. After that, you can't vote anymore because we're not going to go back and look at them.
Okay.
But you can wait for the current week. The one from last week, which the polls are closing, what type of bulletin do you prefer? This was from Mr. Dave. He's thinking about, or he's going to put up a bulletin at school. And it's either, do you want an information type bulletin, an inspirational one, or just other? And it was split 50-50 between information and inspiration.
I see.
So the choice is yours, Mr. Dave.
So he's still at square one.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm glad we could help him out.
You could be the different vote.
I usually go for inspiration.
Okay.
Rather than information.
Okay. I do want to, many months ago.
Yeah.
I had brought this to the table where things happen in pairs.
Okay.
Where something weird happens and you either a song's playing then you hear it again or someone uses a word and then you've only maybe heard twice in your life, and then you hear it again. I had it happen again, and this proves that it is true.
Actually, I have something then after you're done that also proves it's true.
Before we get to that, though, I would like to wrap up more of the journey from Hillcrest to Indiana.
Okay, so we're gonna recap the weekend, and then we're gonna go to the things happening in pairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, by the way, we didn't even say who all went down to visit you. It was Leighton's whole family.
Yes.
And then myself, Theodore,
and Kyle.
I would have went along if I knew what all you were going to do after on the way home.
I didn't even know. You just have to have blind faith, Eric. But it was a fun weekend.
When you go vacationing with the Yoders, it is like, I mean, it's a gamble. I mean, you're in for a ride.
True. right near Hillcrest, across the Missouri border, there's a town called Branson. What?
You make it sound as if nobody's ever heard of Branson. Like, legend has it.
It's the small,
it's
best
hidden in a valley.
And Katie made a good point. The shows that don't make it in Vegas end up in Branson.
Yes.
that was Branson. It is really cool and it's a lot of fun, but some of the posters were for Elvis's cousins impersonating. Well, we weren't sure. Was it someone impersonating Elvis's cousin or was it Elvis's cousin impersonating Elvis? We're still not sure. We didn't go watch that one.
We didn't.
So we still don't know. However, in Branson, there's lots of things to do.
There's lots of impersonators.
But Dixie Stampede.
Yep.
I'm sure everyone's familiar with that.
No, I've heard of it. What is that?
It is a horse show.
Oh.
It's a dinner. It's dinner and a show. It's dinner and a show. You get to eat a semi home cooked meal.
But what are you watching? What is the show? What are you watching?
You're watching like horse trick riding.
Yeah.
And also some square dancing.
That would have been exciting in like the 1880s.
Hey. And some racing. It is an old show, but it's one of the few still successful shows in Branson.
Yeah. This wasn't the highlight of the trip, but it was fun. And I've been there before. It's good food. It's fun.
It is good food. Yep.
So we did that. We also went...
To a museum.
Yes.
an animal museum.
Aquarium.
Well, they say aquarium, but it's like they had snakes and lizards. They had what were those rabbit looking deer looking things?
It was like a huge rabbit and a mouse is what kind of the combination. It had feet like a rabbit, but it was the size of a full grown large groundhog.
It was like it was a weird name. It was like a Kiev or like a.
I don't remember that, but let's not get stuck on some of the boring details.
Yeah, you're right. We saw sharks and tarantulas and coyotes. We got to pet a dingo. Actually, like five of them.
Yeah.
Those were cute little dogs.
What was the thing called where it was a true story? It's a play that's been going for 57 years.
Oh, Shepherd of the Hills.
Shepherd of the Hills. I had heard about that before. That was cool. But the highlight of the weekend was Saturday night.
Sight and Sound.
Sight and Sound. Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. It was really
good. It is a dramatization of a Bible story, but then it's a huge auditorium with a stage that's probably 150 feet long.
But then also it goes up, like the stage connects up to the sides of the auditorium.
Yeah.
And so that's also stage area there. And so like they'll be in your peripheral as well. It's very well produced.
And it's also a musical of sorts. There's a lot of singing as well. But
yeah,
absolutely phenomenal. The sets were incredible. And I'm planning on going to any new show they do. I'm planning on going watching it.
Yeah. So far, they've all the shows that I've seen is Esther. They did Esther.
Joseph.
Joseph. I haven't seen that one live, but I've seen a recording of it. A video of it.
Someone's flip phone recording?
No, they actually put out DVDs of their stuff. Okay. We just saw Moses, and I've seen Jonah. Pretty good stuff. I think they also do Noah.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen that one. Anyways, all good stuff.
I want to talk about our trip back, driving in the vehicle. Was there anything else that we should discuss about the vacation time?
We also went go-karting, and that was a lot of fun.
And bumper karting.
Yes. I will tell you, the best place to go go-karting in Branson is called the Heavy Metal High Rise. And it was, especially your first lap around that track is so frightening.
Yeah.
Because you do this corkscrew up. You're driving the track up maybe 4 or 5 stories high, and then it straightens out. The track finally straightens out at the top, and then you know that it ramps down, but you can't see over it until you're actually on it. And when you finally get over that edge, you get a little bit of air, and so much so that. When you get a little bit of air, you go over the edge, and then your go-kart lands on the ramp, and then it almost bounces.
There's some kind of governor on it where it won't go faster than a certain speed.
Right.
And you do skid down.
Yes. It's insane. It was.
And you can't see, because if someone would have been stopped at the end of that, where it starts going down, you couldn't see them. You would run right into them.
Oh, totally. If you'd stop in the middle of that ramp, you're dead. You totally die. I'm surprised that they don't have you'd probably have to sign a waiver or something if.
Well, don't if you have to happen. Before you start?
No, they don't have you sign anything.
I'm not sure. Are you sure when I'm trying to remember?
Whoever paid for it probably signed something.
Nah. But I noticed that Kyle was able to get down those ramps faster than I was able to. Physics is a weird thing, you know. It was so funny watching him bounce down those ramps.
I think I do have. Don't choose the go-karts that are at the back of the line, because those are probably the slower ones. And I was in one with about the middle to back half, and I was always losing ground.
Well, that's also probably something to do with physics.
Possibly, but it was even Kyle was passing me.
Oh, okay, it was definitely the go-kart.
Oh yeah, bad governor. But yeah, that's pretty much everything we did in Branson.
Okay. Theodore did end up dancing a little bit at the Shepherd of the Hills. That was fun.
Is there a video of that?
There's some pictures, and I do believe there's a video.
It was great. One of the actors, they always during intermission at Shepherd of the Hills, they invite the audience down, and they kind of like a like an open barn sort of thing where the stage is set. They invite the audience down to do some square dancing in the barn with the actors. And so we had just gone down. We thought we might do square dancing, but we wanted to stretch our legs. It was intermission and just kind of look at the set, whatever. This is kind of neat. And so it was me and Kyle and Ruben and Theodore. We were just kind of talking there a little bit. And then one of the actors, this heavy set lady, grabs Theodore by the arms and is like, "I've been looking for a man and you look like a good one," and yanks him and like onto the set. And Theodore was determined to
he was not gonna go.
And she would not let go of his arm. "Come on, you."
And Theodore, Leighton and Kyle were pushing him.
I was like, go, you got it. You can do this. He's like, no. Finally, after like a minute of struggling, he surrendered to her grip.
It happened pretty, I know it was kind of in slow motion, but it did happen pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did. And they give you like directions. It was really easy. He did well. I was proud of him.
So we used several vehicles to get down to Hillcrest and back and forth. And one of them was my mother's Expedition.
Mm.
And it has, I don't know what they call it, assistive steering. It's not
Is it an Expedition?
Sorry, Explorer.
Explorer.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't drive by itself.
No.
But it does have where you can set the cruise and it'll just stay at a certain distance from the other vehicle. And sometimes when cars get techie, they get really complicated and you can't figure it out. It's so simple to set the cruise and then to even adjust the distance between the vehicle.
The vehicle in front of you.
The adaptive cruise control. I think that's that's what some manufacturers call it. Okay. I'm not sure what Ford is.
And then also it recognizes where the lanes are. And you can let go of the steering wheel, and it will start going to the one side, and then
it'll correct itself.
It'll correct itself to the other side, kind of ricochet back and forth between the lanes.
If you do that too often, then an alert will pop up that says,
"Are you as late?"
Rest suggester.
With a coffee icon.
Yeah, with a coffee icon, or like grab the steering wheel.
But driving, it is so relaxing.
It is.
To drive, especially if you're like on a highway, if you're traveling. If you're just in town, it's probably not as useful.
Yeah. But on highway, it really shines.
Yeah.
When I was driving her vehicle, there were several points on the trip where I just completely let go of the steering wheel and I was just texting. It was so nice.
I think that's why they designed it.
I can finally Snapchat in peace. You know? It's like all I want to do is Snapchat and maybe watch the road a little bit.
One other thing it does is it has a massage in the chairs. It'll massage your back and your bottom.
Yeah, and it's this weird feeling. It goes really slow, and so it only does like either your bottom or your back. Like it doesn't do both at once.
But it does go back and forth between.
Yeah, it does. But it feels like there's like this little mole that's just like slowly like scurrying around. And just like moving, just like kind of wandering around inside the seat, and just like, what's over here? What's under your shoulder blade there? Ooh, that's a sensitive area, and then kind of like, what's down here? Oh, that's terrible. It's just like just moving around, just mingling, and also it has sensors for your blind spot.
Oh, yeah.
Not the mole, but the steering, the mirrors.
Yeah.
The side mirrors have little orange lights that come on if there's someone in your blind spot on that side. And so you can always, like, no, you don't have to worry about checking your blind spot. You're just like, well, I don't see an orange dot, so I can switch lanes right now. It's pretty great.
And, okay, so it has the assistive steering is also coupled with there's resistance if you would try to
switch lanes.
If you try to switch lanes or get over to the one side, you'd feel some resistance. If you use your blinker, the resistance for that direction is completely gone.
Yeah. Yep.
I was impressed.
It's pretty crazy. Yo. So from now on, like if you get a 2016 or newer Ford Explorer, I mean, you can just pretty much say, Siri, take the wheel.
Which Leighton was doing that on the trip.
Yeah, I was like, Siri, take the wheel. I need to send a text. Yeah.
All right, I think that's all we've got for the
adventures. Do you ever think about it? The best self-driving vehicle there would be a motorhome. How awesome would that be? You'd be just like in your house going somewhere.
Mingling. You'd be driving down the road and also making supper at the same time.
That would be cool.
Is Newmar working on this room? And tell me they're working on this.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. Don't they have like a little bit of an assistive driving?
There is a little bit, yeah.
Or like they can tell like wind direction, and then they can kind of compensate for that.
I don't know about the wind direction.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The steering, the comfort steer takes. I mean, if you're constantly being pulled to one side, I know it does compensate for that, so you're not like fighting the steering the whole. Yeah. I think they call it is it comfort driver or comfort
something with comfort.
Comfort drive, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, I'm still looking for a vehicle.
Maybe that should be the poll question. That actually did cross my mind. Poll question. What brand of vehicle should Layton get? So just yes. your favorite brand.
You have
brand.
To buy the whatever's the highest you have. You must purchase that.
Someone's going to like do like something like really really
Kia. No, I can put in the results.
Oh, or the options. The options,
not
okay.
The results. We never tinker with results.
Yeah, yeah, your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So, what do you want your options to be?
# National Democratic Convention.
We could do this off off the air.
We can just do it real quickly. Ford, Toyota,
Cadillac.
It should that be
is. Honda.
It should be specific models though, because it's such a vague.
I know, but then there's like a
million options. We just want to know reliable brands. I'm pretty sure Ford's going to win.
Do you want Chevy in there?
Yeah, I probably should. We'll have people complaining like, well, Chevy was an option, so I had to pick Lexus instead.
So I'll put Dodge in as well.
Yeah.
Does Dodge make
cars? Just do like the main brands. Do like GM, Chrysler.
Jeep. Isn't that under Chrysler?
Kind of. They're kind of their own thing, but
GM, it's actually like Chrysler. So Chrysler would take care of Dodge.
Yeah.
Do you want Lexus in there?
That's Toyota.
That's Toyota.
Oh. Okay, you want Toyota then?
Yeah, Toyota.
Okay. I think we got him.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want Honda? Did you?
Yeah, he said Honda.
Oh, Honda.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can vote on that over on the website. It'll be easy to find if you know how to navigate
#the
internet.
Layton's next car.
Okay, so let's talk about things happening in pairs. A few, and this one, it almost doesn't count, but it's so...
What's our running time, Ruben?
As far as recording or current time? We're at just over 30 minutes.
All right, it'd be a good time for a break.
With some break music?
Yes.
I don't think I have any.
You just played... All right, we're back from our break. We've got a couple more topics to discuss. We've got the hypothesis or the idea that things happen in pairs. And then we've also got a little bit of lost episodes or lost content
that
we're going to discuss a little bit too. So things happening in pairs. And this one didn't happen very close together, but it was so weird that it fits what I'm talking about.
Right.
A few weeks ago, I was driving on the highway, and just a random rock got kicked up from the car ahead of me and hit my windshield and made a crack.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Safe light repair, safe light replace.
How large was the...
I didn't even see the rock, but the crack is probably the size of a quarter. Mm.
Did you get it fixed yet?
No.
Mm. Well, it's going to get bigger.
Yeah, you should. I think they claim as long as a dollar bill covers it, they can fix it.
Okay, I heard that, and I talked to someone else, and they said, you can't really do anything about
it. They can fill it up with some clear goo.
I've seen stuff that's been fixed, and you can't even tell it's there anymore.
Serious. Well.
Well, who did you ask?
As long as it's not like, if it's just a crack.
It's a good thing I didn't, because then this whole thing would be irrelevant. However, I don't know when this happened, but mysteriously, another little chip appeared in my windshield. And I don't know when it happened, but I just noticed it since we're back from
Indiana, from back Branson.
In Indiana, yeah.
That little hidden
secret. Is that, and I've never had a windshield get chipped before in my life, and that happened within, at the maximum, it was 3 weeks' time. Maybe it was 2 weeks. That's just weird.
Wow.
Here's my other one. This morning, I was driving to work, and I was going about 75. What?
In a 70.
And some sparrows flew across the road, and I hit one of them.
Wow!
And I was like, oh yeah. And years ago, I had created this hypothesis that you need to be going 70 miles per hour to hit a bird
to
on the road.
Okay.
And so I was like, and then I double checked what my speed was like. Yeah, about 72, 73, 75, give or take.
In a 70.
Definitely over 70.
Yeah.
And then later, so I was like, and I was going to think about, I'm going to show this on the podcast, see if you guys have any ideas, like how fast do you think you need to go to hit a bird? Because I've done it pretty often, hit a bird, and it's always been going 70.
Okay.
Plus or minus, plus five. So, and that's how fast I was going. I wasn't going outrageously fast.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this, and then just later down the road, I was coming on 331.
Like on this, like in
on
the
this
same...
On this same drive. I hadn't got to work yet, and I was just speeding up at a stop, a four-way stop, speeding up, and a dove flew across the road, and I hit a dove.
Going what speed?
Well, that's what blew my hypothesis. I was going 40 miles an hour.
What the world?
Well, doves are a lot slower than a normal bird, too.
It is true.
Yeah, doves are fat, and they're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like
doves are nice.
The manatee of the air.
But it is weird, though, that I did.
Are manatees... fat and stupid?
Mm-hmm. The slow, fat, ugly things. I think they live close to Florida, like warm water.
Are they water creatures?
Mm-hmm. Are manatees water creatures?
Are they like beavers? I'm being serious.
Okay.
I know. I don't know how manatee looks.
They're like whales. Like tiny whales, like an orca whale.
A manatee? I'm thinking about something that has a bill that looks like a beaver.
No, it does not have a... It's like a sea lion.
Oh.
Here are some Google images.
Oh, wow, those things are ugly. Anyway, that's all I've got for my things happening in Paris. Layton, you also had one.
Yeah, there was one time, this last time that we went to St. Louis... there were a few homeless people that we encountered, and whenever they'd ask for something, they'd say, could I have like this much money, or like, could you, I'd like a wristband or like that you're passing out, or a track or whatever. And then they'd say this thing, please and thank you.
Before you gave it?
Right. And I don't know if that's like an impolite thing or if I should take it as like a rude thing, like as if they're expecting me to give it before I give it. So I don't know if they're being rude or if I just don't know how to take it. Maybe, please and thank you.
You know, if you're taking it as being rude, or maybe you're just not cultured enough to understand
an expression that they use. And have you ever heard of that?
Well, no.
Like someone saying please and thank you before whatever they ask for, or I don't know, or after they ask for something, but before you give it. I don't know.
Have you, Eric?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Anyways, so, wow. And then what's crazy is like a few weeks later, a couple of us were just hanging out at Hillcrest. A couple of us were hanging out, and then one of the people was like... one of the VSers was like, hey, could you get me a cup of coffee? Please and thank you. And I was like, what? Did you hear that in St. Louis? No. It's like, okay, well, have you just always said that? It's like, yeah. Or like,
where is he from?
I'm trying to think.
Are you trying to protect his privacy from his fellow Hillcresters?
Right.
Can you give us a region at least? Midwest?
It would be America.
North America.
Oh, it's not South. I'll tell you that. It's not South America.
So it could be Canadian.
Yep. No, it was just like, what are the odds? And I had never heard that expression once in my life until we went to St. Louis. And then I hear it all the time there from quite a few of the homeless people. And then just a few weeks later, I hear it at Hillcrest.
Has he ever been homeless, this guy that's there now?
Yeah, every day for 2 days.
That is weird. Well, maybe listeners, maybe you can help us out here. Is that a normal term?
I doubt it. Come on.
Maybe that could be our...
Please and thank you.
I know what it means. Where does it come from?
Vote in our poll. Please and thank you.
That's not going to be a question. But it is about time to wrap up.
Yep, wrapping up gifts.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, Leighton.
What?
I'm sure your parents told you that they're excited to have you home.
They have.
But how does... It seems kind of weird to me that they also strategically planned a trip to Alaska, which is pretty much as far away from Indiana as you can get while still being in the United States.
Was this Alaska trip, was that planned before or after you turned down the teaching job?
I don't even know. It was probably
like, oh, he's planned. Not teaching. Oh, okay, we're going to go
It was
Alaska.
Planned before I turned down the teaching job.
You're coming back in July. I think we're going to be gone.
They wanted me to go along with them, and I probably would have. If I would have even had one friend, one person that I could hang out with on that trip, I would have totally gone because I've never been to Alaska. I'd love to snap some pics, but yeah, it would have just been a bunch of Amish people, and you know, Amish are great, but I can't relate. You know,
they're not the life of the party that you're used to.
You don't have to pander to them, Leighton. They're not listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, but we definitely need to have your dad on because last time he went on a trip across the country with a load of Amish, he had some good stories.
Yeah.
So excited about that.
Es war gut. Some good. So awesome, good content.
One other thing that's going to be coming up is Jeff is going to come on the podcast. Jeffy, he was on recently, very recently. He's working on and has partially finished a blog post about music. And this is like very
in-depth,
inside baseball. And when I say, you know the term inside baseball?
I mean, you think the podcast makes you fall asleep.
honestly, Ruben was reading the article to me, like so far that Jeff has finished. And I was really struggling to stay awake.
But it is really good content.
It's very informative.
I think it's very interesting. It is about, and when I say inside baseball, getting back to that, it's about a cappella music, so it's very much Mennonite-based music, or the topics discussed. And he gives different points of views. He talks about the syncopation.
Yeah, and I really like that part, because I never really understood that very well, the you know, the backbeat of syncopation and what's...
We'll definitely cover that, syncopation, what it means, where does it come from, and what...
Does it mean? So that will be in a few weeks, but you can go read the first few posts about that over on his website,
jeffy.com,
which I'm pulling up right now. I thought I had it. I'm just blanking on what it's called.
Jeff Cappella Music.
Okay, here it is. thelightonmypath.com, and he just has a few posts, and it'll be like the last two posts or last two or three posts. So check that out. Give it a read, and maybe you have some questions for Jeff,
too.
Is
that his blog?
Yes.
Okay.
He does have some other interesting stuff on there, too, so definitely go through
there.
Well,
it's Jeff. I mean, you know it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that whatever Jeff does, it's always, like, done well and thoroughly. And so, yeah.
His post, he was going to have one post, and then it ended up being so long, he decided to break it up into several parts.
I hate it when that happens.
It's so long that he actually has a separate post just introducing the topic. So that's how in-depth it is. But do read it, because maybe you have some questions you want to ask Jeff, and you can do that, or ask any other question over on Facebook.
Or you can send in questions to us to ask Jeff when he comes on the podcast.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, don't ask him directly.
Don't steal our content. Yeah. Come on.
And are we going to unveil the new product next week, next podcast?
Yes, next week we will be
revealing
some new products.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
We've got two different ones lined up, and we definitely could take some suggestions. I was looking through Amazon's weird food or weird things on Amazon.
I think we should have a review on Plexus.
that would be something that we could do as well.
Perhaps I bet we could get a plexus.
I would have some thoughts on plexus.
We should have like a plexus representative come in on the podcast and tell us like.
I'll work on that. Okay. I'll work on getting a plexus rep.
I want to share my thoughts before we have a rep on.
You do?
No, I want you to share your thoughts with the rep on.
Yes. Okay, sure.
We hold back no punches.
Okay.
Or compliments.
Yeah.
Right?
As the case may be.
Right, you guys?
All right.
Right.
Everyone finished?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check back next week. It's good to have Lane back. If you feel happy about that.
If you're happy and you know it, listen in.
Leave a comment over on Facebook. And then have a good week.
We need a word of the week.
Our word, yes.
Word of the week is pairs.
Did we even say pairs?
Yeah, things happening in pairs.
Oh, that kind of pair.
Actually, it probably should be manatee or beaver.
What popped in my mind was just the fruit. Anyway, pairs it is.